Welcome one, welcome all to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Your host right here, Sturch and Gooch.
Boop.
Bro, how you feeling? I mean, look, it's a couple days removed from the draft party extravaganza. How are we feeling?
I feel like this is a loaded question for me. I had a lot going on this week, particularly draft night.
Yeah. That was impressive, by the way.
Draft day. The whole draft day, the bullshit with Adam Schefter, the newest hack.
You can't
ESPN.
Call Schefter a hack.
I'm going to get into why he's
a hack. Yeah, we will.
And then the kidney stone issue that I passed a kidney stone.
And put in a ketchup packet?
It was a to-go ramekin, we'll call that. Restaurant people know what a to-go ramekin is. It's where you would get your barbecue sauce if you had some wings.
All of a sudden, he comes back to, we're doing the party, blah, blah, blah. He goes, bro, passed the kidney stone. I was like, oh, cool. Great. This is great. This is everything we've wanted for the last couple of weeks. And then he's like, it's right. It's like a kid losing a tooth.
But, bro, it was about the size of a tooth.
I can't believe that you came back after that. Like, that would have taken anybody out. So, bravo to you, bro. Because I, again, never, knock on wood, never had a kidney stone or anything like that. But you've been dealing with it for literally the entire pandemic. And you're still dealing with it.
Still dealing with it a little bit. Now, I finally did. We could say this publicly. I didn't make it in. Yesterday.
Yes. You didn't make it in yesterday. So we are recording on a Saturday.
Right. So I didn't make it into work yesterday. And
which, by the way, we have to dock your pay.
Dock my pay.
It's too early for you to have vacation days. So.
And it almost lined up perfectly for me. Not to say that I ever want to have to pass a kidney stone.
Right.
But it gave me the day to just be able to lay in bed and be miserable about what's going on in Green Bay.
Yeah, you're right. I started to think. Is it the kidney stone or is he just really starting to really get hell-bent about this Green Bay stuff? We'll get into that in a second. But again, thank you to everybody who came out to the draft party. I know the entire Gucci family was there. Like 8 generations worth of Gucci's were in the house over on the couches. And we had our softball team come in there. We'll get into that in a second. But we had a great, Baba Ganoush was there front and center. He was, he was great. He had a camera in our face, which, again, sometimes it's fun, but sometimes it's not, because then it's like, all right, man, you're catching me at my most vulnerable time. Like the Cowboys just, the Broncos and Panthers just ruined my night on the immediate. Am I happy? We'll talk about it. But, again, Baba Ganoush, thank you very much. And for everybody that was there, a decent crowd, again, I think, personally, we made some new friends. We had groups that were sitting in the back and they were participating in the trivia and they were into it. We also had a group leave.
Yeah, but I think that there was a small reason was they thought we were DJs.
Right. And they're like, oh, we don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear the music. I kept putting the music on it between picks. Eventually, we said, let's screw it. Let's just listen to the draft audio. That's what we're here for.
That's what they said. They were like, we were here for the draft. This should be about the draft. And we're like, yeah, but that's kind of the only reason why we're here.
So we had it wrong. But the way Sane put it, he was like, yeah, these guys left. And I was like, damn, are we really sucking right now? But no, it wasn't us. It was the damn, all that, you kids and your hip-hop music. No, it was loud, and, again, it was a party. We were having a party, but the party comes and goes. We had a great time, great turnout, gave out some merch. It was fun. Everything that I wanted it to be, it was. And you know what's the crazy part, bro? It's the first. So it's going to get better now. What I mean? It's even going to get better from what it was. And that setup, shout out to Mike Saint at Big Shot Sports Bar. He really helped us out. He set us up nice. We had our own
and
corner.
Just given the opportunity.
Yeah,
he
dude.
Gave
I
us
mean,
the
look,
opportunity.
We're brand new. We're brand new. I think me and you have different comfort levels off the rip. I've been doing this since, forever, really.
And it didn't help. I'm going to be full disclosure. All week we're talking about the stress level, the anxiety. And then I wake up that day and I'm like, shit.
It's game day.
No, but it wasn't that. It was I had the kidney stone going
okay.
on.
And so you held this facade because I had no idea.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want to make it seem like I can't do this today because of the kidney stone. Mm-hmm. And I was debating, saying, I don't know if I should do this today, but it would have been just a bad look. Being that we were talking about the anxiety all week, I had no idea that I'm calling out of the Big Shots draft party.
Right. Thank you. thank you very much for manning
up. I think that what I'm getting at is my comfort level wasn't exactly there, but it literally wasn't there. So it will only improve from there.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited about going forward. I mean, we got plenty of things to talk about. Maybe a Mammoth Day, where we have our mics on and we have people betting on the horses, which today as we record the Kentucky Derby kind of kicked everything off,
which
is awesome.
I've been thinking about that all day, and this is going to bring me to my Adam Schefter is a fucking hack.
Before we get to Adam Schefter, we do want to report. We are a sports podcast, but we're also a sports team. Our softball team started their season minus me, minus you, minus my brother, minus Jimmy Palumbo, minus there's a lot of guys that were not there. We had a 9-run lead, apparently, in game one. And
apparently,
we
somebody
blew it.
Self-diagnosed himself with a 25% tear of his ACL. I said, did you give yourself a, did you MRI scan yourself with your fingertips like a pulse? I'm so confused.
Bro, he came in. I tell you what, when Liz got to the party, I'm just going to say it right here. She goes, we got a bunch of bitches on this team. And I said, what? What do you mean? And he's like, this guy's hitting his knee, man. Gene broke his shoulder, and he's like sitting there hanging his shoulder. And I was like, oh, man, I did this for the team. I'm like, you guys got to be kidding me. And Ben Wexler comes in friggin', you know, hobbling. I'm like, what is going on? You played two games of softball. Like, will I be sore after the first time I get on the field this year? Absolutely. Will I hobble a little bit? Sure. But these guys were coming in there like Willie Mays Hayes in Major League 2. Just a little bit of a limp. And like, this is my genuine knee injury here. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, Liz, thank you for telling me all this. Because next week, the big guns are back. And I would never consider myself a big gun in the game of softball, considering I haven't played in a while. But I know for a fact my energy will be there. I know that there will be no slacking off. We will not blow 9-run leads. That's not going to be a thing. So we blow the 9-run lead, apparently. We're up 10-1, according to our pitcher, Bobby. And, you know, again, I didn't get score updates. The team met us at Big Shots for us to, you know, find out what happened. So that's what happened. And then the second game, you know, we're at Big Shots, and it's coming down. Now, I'm storming.
I got a lot of the what could have been done differently. I spoke to my brother, who was like, it was just,
who apparently was the MVP of the first
week.
And
he was saying things like, we could have won everything, all those games, except a little bit of mismanagement and lack of knowing the people.
Right.
Which makes sense.
Because there's no captains there. And
nobody knows everybody. So it was hard for them to say, the call to be like, oh, I'll do this or I'll play that, because, you know, you kind of go in game one and you're like, I'm just going to do what
I'm told.
I said,
all right, you guys did the book though, right? Because, you know, I want to keep stats for everybody and stuff like that. Well, it started raining. It got soaked. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like, you know, there was no organization.
So we understand that.
Totally.
With no proper guidance and leadership, you can't really do anything.
And I'm almost willing to even say, like, apparently LaCoury played real well. So I don't want to really necessarily take him out of the lineup if he's a good ball player. But that's kind of where I was going to play. I'll split a game. I don't care. As long as, like, look, we're going to try to record and mic up and all this stuff. So there's going to be a little bit of production involved. So maybe I won't be able to play all the time. And I'll have a pinch runner or play half a game. I don't know. Whatever.
It's always great to have Joe around. He's a great dude.
He is a great dude. He is a great dude. And he even said, when I came out with a new lineup and a new, you know, I'll be clear. I did not cut anybody. But when you come back and say, I tore my ACL 25% and I have no shoulder, I'm not waiting for you to get a doctor's report. I'm saying you're done for next week because, again, we're adding me, my brother, you. Jimmy said he's going to play. That remains to be seen. But I know now that Jimmy sees the our fan base, he might play. He might be more inclined to play. Jimmy Palumbo, shout out to you for showing up to the draft party. That
Jimmy
was really
Palumbo,
awesome.
If you're listening to this podcast, which you're not, you're fake, right? We should send him this podcast.
You sound like Ashley. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean,
you're with her
she
a lot,
is
yeah.
next door. So,
but yeah, Jimmy Palumbo, thank you for showing up to the draft party. But again, new week next week. We'll focus on that. I'm excited about it. We got some big guns coming in. We play a really good team, apparently, who's won the league like 3 out of 4 years. So I'm sure I'll be nice and pissed off next week. But I digress with that. And we'll get into what our draft day started with. You know, so me and Chris get together around 12:30, 1 o'clock to start setting up, right? And it was within moments that we're listening to the radio because we had to make a couple, you know, run a couple errands here and there. But the story breaks that Aaron Rodgers wants out. And that's not the part that surprises me, because there's people that always say, like, I can't do this shit no more. You know, how many years does this kid have to go play football without any actual help outside of Devontae Adams? You know what I mean? Like, there's been a lot. You draft a quarterback last year. You draft a cornerback this year. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? And so the story breaks. It had legs, but you were debunking it relatively quick.
I'm still kind of debunking a lot of...
Even 3 days later, where it's like hotter and heavier.
What I will say is Aaron Rodgers is unhappy. He does want out. But I don't think it's at the point where it's it's unfixable at this point. I think he wants the GM gone. I don't know that.
Which is insane.
He might get it. I don't think he'll get it in knowing the way Green Bay has done things in the past, but I just don't think Rodgers has any leverage as much as he's right.
I think the leverage he has is that he's the greatest quarterback going right now, throwing the football pound for pound.
Eliminate that in a vacuum. Okay. Rodgers has no leverage because he has to retire. They can't. He can't just go play for another team, and he can't control where he goes. The team has to be willing to give up, you know, the capital to get him. So there's a lot of loaded parts involved with this whole situation. But I'll say this: Rodgers wants out, and he's not wrong to be upset because of the way they handled everything. They drafted Jordan Love. Fine. I think Aaron Rodgers handled that as well as anyone could have handled it. All he did was go out and win an MVP award. What do you
literally
want?
Had the career year?
Yeah. So he goes out and he does exactly what a franchise would want a player to do in a situation where they drafted his replacement. He says, "You know what?
Watch
I'm not going to talk shit. Mm-hmm. Watch this. I'm going to go out there and prove it." So after this season, which the Packers should have won the NFC Championship, I shouldn't say should have, but they could have very well won the NFC Championship.
Absolutely.
Two reasons it falls on. Rodgers is one on that one play, third down. He could have probably ran it in, right?
Right.
Probably would have gotten that. But either way, it would have been a close play. And then the next play, LaFleur fucking kicks the field goal. So,
which wound up being on Final Jeopardy. But go ahead.
So long story short, Aaron Rodgers is close to winning last year, right? He goes in, wins the MVP. This offseason, the Packers go to Rodgers and they say, restructure. Now, Rodgers is like, okay, I'll restructure, but you got to guarantee me that you can't cut me or trade me without being a massive hit on Green Bay for the next 3 years. He didn't want really more money. He just wanted to guarantee that his contract would be honored for these 3 years. So
he can ride off in the sunset. He's 40 at that point.
The Packers wanted a situation where they could take it year by year, and he would have been the quarterback going into this season, fine, which he is anyway, right? And then they would have been able to essentially get rid of him after this year. And the only benefit to him would have been that the Packers would have been able to spend $5 million more this year in free agency.
Which, again, it's late in the game, so free agents are out there that you really need?
It doesn't make any sense. Now, do the Packers have leverage in the sense? Yeah, they do because, you know, they have the contract. He's under contract for this year. He has to retire. He has to almost pull the Carson Palmer where he's like, okay, I'm going to retire. That's it. Because I don't see a team out there right now that has the capital to give him up to get Rodgers.
Maybe not Washington. At this point. Not we're already point. On day three of the draft. So the capital's kind of gone out the window. Those picks of this year are gone.
If they were to trade Rodgers now,
right,
they would lose $38 million against the cap.
Which is asinine. Like, complete asinine.
If they were to trade him after June 1st, they still lose $38 million, but it's just spread over two seasons.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it makes sense. So they cut that hit in half. Now, look, I'm going to ask you, because there's no bigger Packer fan than you, unless your dad, because he definitely called me out on that the other night at the draft party. I said, look, I got the
Come on.
And then your sister, Roxanne, thought she was a bigger Packer fan than you. But again, I think these people are Packer fans because of you.
They both will defer to me on this. So, like, they're both bigger Packer fans than me. They're both texting me and saying, what's going on? So just that answers your question.
My dad called me up on your well-being. He's like, what's going on? Is he all right? Everything's good. I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding, guys. 10 text messages, whether it be messages on Facebook or actual people texting my phone, get a camera in front of Gucci. How's he feeling? What are we doing? So we're at the mall at this point. I'm just like, dude,
Mall.
Yeah, I know. By the way, yeah. Here's two grown men walking around the mall. Hey, listen, some guys need
struggling over Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and
Adam Schefter, the fucking hack.
it's so hard for me to agree with that. I'm not going to agree with the fact that he's a hack. I'm just going based off of what he hears as an insider. Now, I'm going to ask you. You are the biggest Packer fan I know. What's your actual gut telling you about Aaron Rodgers and the future of him being the Packers quarterback? And I'm going to say as early as this September, is Aaron Rodgers the quarterback?
100% going to be the quarterback this season. I don't know going forward how it's going to work out, but I know this. Aaron Rodgers,
as you look into his eyes, because
Aaron Rodgers originally, they offered him a restructure. He turned it down. He said, I want the extension. They said no. He said, okay, fuck you. I want out. Then they flew there and were like, okay, here's your extension. And he said, no, still fuck you. So it's just a little bit of a sore
subject. How do you feel about that?
that he's doing that.
I mean, I understand it.
You understand it. Now, if and when, if
the reason why I understand it is because of how they handled it up to this point. They should have never, after winning an MVP, they should have never approached the restructure the way they did. You know, like, you have to understand the dynamic. He's a smart guy. He understands the business side of it. He knew what they were trying to do, being that they had his replacement essentially picked out. And also dismiss the notion that if they do trade Rodgers, that a quarterback has to be compensation, because they're not trading Rodgers for Drew Lock. They're not trading Rodgers for Trey Lance, Justin Fields. They're not. They have
Derek Carr.
They have Jordan Love. Understand now, that. But, like, that's
where I come in as outsider looking in. How can you really look at Jordan Love as the successor and he didn't suit up? Not once.
I'll explain.
Please.
Because in a COVID-ridden year where they had no training camp last year, right, and you had a clear-cut number one in Rodgers, they weren't giving Jordan Love reps in the practice at all.
So, why?
Because there's only...
God forbid. Look at the Dallas Cowboys. We lost Dak Prescott. Thank God we had Andy Dalton, even though the season was still a wash. But like...
Because like I just said, if Rodgers went down, the season's a wash anyway, right? You're not gonna sacrifice your QB1 reps with his offense when they're limited because of COVID. They had no offseason. They had no mini camp. They had to just...
So that's what happened to Ben DiNucci. That poor fella. Yeah, no, but listen, I get that point. I get that part of it. Now, I will go to the personal side of it. If Rodgers leaves, is it like, I remember when Dak was going through his rookie year and he was playing out of his mind good. The Cowboys went 8-1 and Tony Romo stepped aside.
I hope you're not about to ask me if I'm going to not be a Packer fan.
No, absolutely not. Because then I'd say you're fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stop. So this is where I ask you. Dak Prescott goes on this tear in 2016. Tony Romo, coming off injury, says, he has this swan song of a press conference, says, like, Dak deserves the job. I'm fading out into the sunset, and leaves, right? Now, if and when Tony decided, I still got another year, and go somewhere else, regardless of where it is, if Aaron Rodgers is not on the Packers, is it, and I'll use the Gucci references or the ways that you would think about it, is it F this guy or I hope he gets a Super Bowl?
Well, I definitely don't want him to get a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm saying when DeMarcus Ware left, I was like, when he went to Denver, I was like, he's going to win over there.
Yeah, well.
And I was happy for him when he did.
If I find myself in a situation where it's like Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers in a Super Bowl or Aaron Rodgers against Mahomes and my team is done already and the Packers are out and they have no chance of winning, then it's, of course, I'll root for Rodgers because I don't think that he's been mistreated.
After all of this, there's no ill will towards the player. Did you have ill will towards Brett Favre when that shit was going down?
Yeah, because he handled that like a jerk off, and he forced his way out of New York as well to get to Minnesota. So he just was a complete...
I think that was his original destination that he wanted to go to, remember? Like Minnesota, he wanted to burn the Packers.
But he did the same thing.
And he couldn't do it right away.
The thing is, he did burn the Packers essentially 3 years in a row by fucking up their offseason by saying, you know what, I retire, then I don't. Then I retire, then I don't. They couldn't give Rodgers the keys for two straight years. Remember, Favre retired three times.
I know.
You know, it wasn't like he was just all of a sudden, he was, you know, Favre was in and out. It was a drama show for every offseason for 3 years with him.
And then, at the time, poor Aaron Rodgers.
And at the time, Rodgers was in a similar situation, but only when at that point, Rodgers was almost in his walk year. So it's
by
like,
that time,
okay,
yeah, you're right.
Okay, they were like, well, we're not letting this guy walk. You know, he retired and Favre stayed retired for the whole fucking summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or not the summer, the whole spring. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, football started rolling around in June and then Favre wanted back.
He got the itch.
He wanted back. And they were like, well, look, we already drafted. We already did everything based off of this new guy. You could come back, but you got to compete. And then Favre
wasn't
like,
having
fuck
it.
You.
He wasn't having it. Well, I mean, look, again, we'll see.
And I'll say this. I was not a fan of Aaron Rodgers at that point because... of obvious reasons, he was unknown. So I won't make the same mistake twice, and I won't hold any of this against Jordan Love, and I never did from day one. You'll never really hear me talking shit about Jordan Love,
the player. There's nothing to talk about at this point.
But how could I dislike a guy, you know, that I could end up seeing myself being a huge fan of for the next 15 years?
Of course,
years?
And that's...
I'm not rooting against Jordan
exactly
Love.
Exactly what I was doing with Dak. I'm like, this kid is unbelievable. I feel terrible for Tony because that's my guy for the last 10 years, you know, and all of a sudden this kid starts to light the world on fire in Dallas in his rookie year, and, you know, obviously... has it panned out completely? No. But, you know, will it? Possibly. I think it might. But again, this is a different situation, and it remains to be seen.
Look, things are going to be where they're going to be. I don't actually get a say. What do I want? I want Aaron Rodgers to win two more Super Bowls with Green Bay and to ride off in the sunset, retire happy, and that be that.
I think he's happy already, bro.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Now I can say it. Adam Schefter today reports that Aaron Rodgers is happy at the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. That's fucking news. Like, the guy's got a fucking life, right? Did he report that he was also with teammates at the Kentucky Derby?
No, they won't tell you that.
His left tackle, David Bakhtiari, also looked pretty happy.
Oh, by the way, with Aaron phenomenal Rogers. Drinker.
You know, but you know, this is right. my point. Like, right. they're making such a huge deal. Like, Rodgers ain't even commenting on it. He's out there living his best life. He don't look too upset.
This is what I'm like, right. And look, when the Zeke stuff was happening and he was holding out, they're like, Zeke this, Zeke that. And I'm like, and then I had to deal with the same crap you dealt with. Sources, 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 sources. And you're like, okay, somebody nut up, come out and say it. And that's they won't enough, do that, it.
That's my point with Adam Schefter.
The Hold way him
he,
credible.
The way he released this, it was the first day it was people within the organization. Mm-hmm. And then the next day it was now it's teammates. No, it was always the same people. It was never like them at one point, and then it's like, oh, now also teammates. No, it's just they changed the words so they could release a new story 12 hours later and make it seem like it's an actual new story.
Well, I compared it to last year's, I told you this when we were out the other day. I said this is very comparable to when they started breaking the news that within the organization, somebody was stirring the pot on defense with Dallas. Dallas's defense was atrocious last year. Who's the guy? Who's the mole? Blah, blah, blah. And like nobody knows because nobody's coming out with sources. But all of a sudden, it's a disgruntled ex-player. You know what I mean? So that's all. And it gets debunked. And that's it. Look, for your sake, for Packers fans' sake, I hope this all just kind of gets blown around for a little bit because they're bored. And then done, and then you're back, and then Rodgers and Adams do their thing again.
I shut down the Denver rumor with facts. I could shut down the San Fran rumor with a tweet.
With Trey Lance.
And with the fact that John Lynch, straight up, I'll always respect John Lynch for this move because I saw it as something of him trying to just put out a fire and like just say, you know what, I'm throwing you Packer fans a bone here.
Yeah.
You know, cling to this if you need something to cling to. And that's what I did. But he came out and said, yeah, I called the Packers for Aaron Rodgers, and they hung up on me without even me getting my words out.
There you go.
So
what's that tell you about the Packers?
The Packers ain't budging on this. So Rodgers is going to have to retire.
It's either play or don't play. Play for the Packers or don't play at all. So we'll see. But
no, here's the thing. That extension's on the table. Sign it. Get yours.
Right. Do it. What are we waiting for? You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now. Hey guys, Sturch here from the Chop Sports Podcast, and I want to tell you a little bit about Sunflower Meadow Seasoning. First of all, a guy my size likes flavor on his food, and there's nobody other than Jess that I go to for that. Her flavors range from French onion, BLT, Cajun country, so much more. They got dip blends, season shakers, smoothie mixes. Not even kidding, I've added some of their smoothie mixes to my post-workout protein shakes, and my goodness, what a difference. Get on over to sunflowermeadowseasoning.com for their entire list of products. Tell them Chop Sports sent you. The NFL draft does come and go. As you're listening to this, the draft's over. But as we record this, we're in round 5. And the Jets are on the clock, as a matter of fact, as we record this. But that first round, Gooch, you know, we sweated out because you were dealing with Aaron Rodgers stuff. Because if the 49ers, for whatever reason, didn't take a quarterback, then you're like, oh, my God. You know, so you had to get over that first hump. And the 49ers go Trey Lance with the number 3 overall pick. I mean, we called the first 3, you know, as far as 3 positions. We said that going to be quarterbacks 1, 2, 3. And it was. Trevor Lawrence, shout out to the Jaguars for taking it down to the wire, by the way. I think they made their pick with like a minute to go.
Now, that's just a piece of shit NFL and ESPN.
You know, and I don't know if you know this, because I know you're not a Twitter guy, but Twitter releases picks before they're announced.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when I say they spoil, they spoil. They're like 3 ahead sometimes. Like, I know the NFL Network and ESPN, and they all have to get theirs as far as like sponsors and watching, commercials.
I was watching the YouTube show that I like watching Field Yates, Matthew Berry, because yeah. they do a fantasy spin yeah. on the draft picks. Totally. And that's kind of more my speed when yeah. it comes to the most of the other players in the league.
Right, they knew shit.
And you're just watching the chat underneath, and they're like, yeah. yo, you guys are 8 picks behind. Yeah, I know. Fucking they have to get their content. So that's how I was getting my shit.
Right, so I didn't do it for the first round. I did it more or less, you know, rounds 2-3 yesterday, where I was like, look, I can't wait any longer. But we did have the first three kind of call. Trevor Lawrence goes, do you think your knee-jerk reaction on Zach Wilson, like, do you think that this kid, based off the Jets draft, which they traded back up into the first round, got some protection for him, is Zach Wilson going to be the guy that finally turns the corner for this organization? Or is he Mark Sanchez, Sam Darnold, or is he Christian Hackenberg? All these guys they're banking on and the kids are hyped about. But this kid, first of all, he looks like he's 12. Second of all,
I'm having a hard time with it.
You are?
Yeah.
So you don't think he's the guy?
I will never say that. I don't know if I don't.
You
think
really can't say. Nobody can, really.
I don't know that he's the guy because he just looked really terrified. And it was just like a picture of the other draft picks. I don't know if I posted it or
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know.
It was Ghetto Gronk meme.
By the way, yeah, we're like subscribed to that, by right? the way. Every time he posts, so I get Ghetto a notification. Gronk,
he's like, yo, why does Zach Wilson look like he's about to hand over his wallet? It's like three of the other draft picks. I don't even know who they are. And it's just him like looking like, holy shit, scared to death.
But me personally,
he just looks like a young kid.
He does. He looks
coming
young.
Coming from BYU to
New
York.
I did listen to his interview on the Michael Kay show on the way home the other day, and it sounds like he's put together. And I know that a lot of these kids are coached up hard on to say the right things on day one.
Especially QB1.
QB1, you are now the focal point. It is now you and Daniel Jones in New York as the focal points of the way that these organizations will be run for the foreseeable future.
He has no idea what he's in for.
No, he really doesn't. Coming from BYU, not a clue.
The New York media, he has no clue. There's no amount of advice that could prepare him for what he's in store for when he's 0-3.
Do you think
throws a pick in the first drive?
Do you think he's got no idea? Do you think for whatever reason, do you think maybe even in the Chop Sports, you know, because you know, that form.
And the fact that Mac Jones is now a Patriot in the same year.
Oh, boy. I mean, look at that. Look at that quarterbacks in that division alone. Look at the future of that division. That is going to be some fun. If this kid pans out.
Or it's not, because these two could just easily be not good.
But I'm saying, like, all right, on paper, you're excited. You know, Josh Allen, Tua, you know, now you got Mac Jones and Zach Wilson all in the same division.
Now, mind you, you could put Sam Darnold's name in there.
I was just going to say,
it was the same conversation.
Was it though?
He was the third overall pick in the same season. That didn't Josh Allen get picked the same year?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Not pretty much. Definitely. Right.
Yeah. Not pretty much. Definitely. No, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, do you think, especially in Chop Sports, because there was a lot of guys on the Facebook forum and in the group saying, you know, Sam stinks, right? Do you think if this guy throws up a couple shit games, like, I'm talking like bad Baker Mayfield type games. Because when it's bad Baker, it's bad Baker, right? So if this guy does that within the first 4 weeks of the season, is anybody going to have the nerve to say we should have kept Sam?
No, not.
Not after this point,
not
right?
Not early.
Right.
Because especially given the amount of time Sam had. And to be fair, Sam had a really, really fucked up situation. I look at the Jets where they got controlling things now, and Robert Saleh, he just looks like a guy that commands respect. Adam Gase looked like a guy that commanded
completely
disrespect.
Lost. You know, like, hey, everybody, disrespect me.
You better disrespect me.
Yeah, so obviously Zach Wilson lands in New York. We'll see if that pans out. Then, of course, the number three pick, Trey Lance. I seen this kid in the red carpet thing. Guy's like 8 feet tall. Like, he's an athlete, you know? And I do worry about the college that he comes from, because there are some frail pieces of crap that come from that college, i.e. Carson Wentz.
But also, still talented.
Talented dude. I think the Niners changed their offense with this pick. If they would have said Mac Jones, you're getting Jimmy Garoppolo a Jace. And yeah. I think that's just a level playing field pick. Trey Lance changes your entire offense because of his ability to run.
Yeah. And I think that when you mention the smaller school, it's at least Carson Wentz is proven to be frail, but he's proven that his talent at least measured up, because he has had success. Understand that. So that's why when you look at Trey Lance, you're not going to be like, oh, he can't get it done in the league, because Carson Wentz has had stretches where he's gotten it done in the league. So I think it's a good pick.
We'll see.
I think they mortgaged a lot of their future on this pick. Yeah,
there was a lot of real estate to do that. Kyle Pitts was picked fourth, kind of eased my mind. No more trade-up talk, none of that. Ibby gets his guy. I know Jorge, our new neighbor here at Chop Studios, was not happy about it because he wasn't. He's like, oh, Matt Ryan's getting old. You know, so they had a chance to get a Justin Fields or one of the other quarterbacks, Mac Jones. Like,
I think that in time, nobody's going to care about Justin Fields, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, you can get to that in a little bit. But then the big splash, the biggest splash right off the rip, first four picks were kind of predictable and kind of assumed. The Cincinnati Bengals come up. Now, keep in mind, Joey Burrow, coming off ACL, coming off a pretty much a completely ruined knee, needs help on the offensive line. I will say they addressed it later on, but when you have a chance to land the best offensive lineman in the country, you don't do it, and you take the best receiver in the country? Do you agree with this?
I do.
You do?
I don't typically.
Okay.
But I do here because of the depth at the offensive line position.
Fair.
And like you touched on it almost like you gave my answer away.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you were going two ways with it. I thought you were about to be like completely against the fact that they didn't, and then you kind of were like, you know what, they did address it. So that's where my point was going to be.
Yeah.
And that's why they did it. I think that they were kind of even still.
But like Sewell is here and then the rest are here, but there's a bunch of rest here. You know what I'm saying? I know we're not on TV right now, but like I'm talking Sewell was by in a class of his own, him and Slater, 1A, right? And then everybody's two, you know what I'm saying? All the way down.
I also think that Chase has a potential to be a Hall of Fame talent, though.
Oh, boy. Well. Oh, boy. Mark that stamp down.
Talking about a top five pick at wideout. He better be potential Hall of Fame talent.
Now, speaking of wideout, Baba Ganoush gets very upset because now he's thinking, all right, we missed out on Chase. I can't believe it. But if we're going to get a playmaker, let's go get Devonta Smith. And they draft Jalen Waddle.
I would take Waddle over Smith.
Okay. I would too, because after watching both and seeing how small Smith is, I don't know if that's going to pan out. I'll tell you why in a second.
I don't want to take anybody in the NFL that I think that I could kick the living shit out of easily. And I think I would beat the living shit out of Devontae Smith immediately. Like, wipe him up. So that's
another corner for the Packers, by the way, on day three. We got a Shaman Jean Charles.
Appalachian
State. It's got to be French. But
Appalachian State puts out good defensive players in the league.
But anyway, so the Lions run to the proverbial podium to draft protection for Jared Goff. They land Penny Sewell. That works for them. When you typically think that they're going to draft receiver, now two are gone, and they might not be too high on Devonta Smith, so they take the best lineman in the country. Great. This is where it gets interesting and ruins my night. See, I said on draft day, I made a little meme on my own. I edited it myself. I did a draft day meme where he says, Vontae Mack, no matter what. I crossed out Vontae Mack. I said, Patrick Surtain Jr., no matter what, the Cowboys need to address the cornerback position. In come the Carolina Panthers, who are reportedly in love with J.C. Horn. Then they do it. And they got him. So I'm like, all right, you know what? It's fine, because we still got Patrick Surtain on the board, and we're sitting there at 10, and you know the Broncos are coming up at 9. My heart's starting to rattle a little bit. I was like, all right, they might need a corner, but they also might need a quarterback.
When they took Surtain, I was like, a little bit, because I knew that was a position of need for Green Bay.
But he wasn't getting to Green Bay.
Yeah, but my point being is that was what everyone was saying, that there was like a handshake deal where like Green Bay was going to make that pick for Denver.
I
was
like,
we just get Surtain. But then when we picked a corner in the first round, I was like,
it's over. So yeah, so then the Broncos come up, ruin my life, ruin my night, and pick Patrick Surtain Jr. To me, he was the overall best cornerback, NFL-ready cornerback, and I thought Dallas could really use him. Now, Jerry Jones, on this night, had these two corners in mind. They go back to back. What do you do, Jerry? What do you do? Well, we have, apparently, and I don't know how true this is, you're not in the war room, you don't know. I don't care how many reporters think they're up Jerry's ass, it's not a true thing. There's the rumor saying that Micah Parsons was their number one defensive ranked player on their board. He's there at 10. In come the Philadelphia Eagles, who call. Now, I am over the whole, you can't trade in division. It don't matter at this point. You know what I'm saying? They did it last year. Nobody remembers that. Cowboys and Eagles traded late last year.
I understand when there's a quarterback involved and two teams might need, like with Carolina and Atlanta, you weren't really going to see the trade. You weren't going to see Atlanta give up the spot.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like when the Eagles probably called the Cowboys and said, Dallas, who do you want? You know, who are you taking? And I don't know if you show the card or the hand, but they're like, we really want DeVonta Smith.
But they knew Dallas isn't taking him.
That's what I'm saying. Like they went to Dallas, said, "Hey, we want DeVonta Smith. Are you taking him?" And Dallas could say, "Yeah, we are. What's it to you? Oh, we'll give you our pick and an additional third rounder right now for DeVonta Smith." Jerry's like, "All right, you know, make the deal and done." So the Eagles get DeVonta Smith, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I can't believe you traded, you know, within division, but also another burner in the division. But then I thought, it's the Eagles, man. It's the Eagles. They've not hit on any first-round draft picks in the past. I don't even know how long. They don't draft well. We watch Howie Roseman with the fake fist bump in the... I know you saw the footage, which is ridiculous. Some scout would not acknowledge one of his picks because...
Yeah, I like that pick, though.
Me too.
That guy plays mean. He almost fits that defense.
But in any event, so they trade with the Eagles, right? So now I'm starting to...
Don't give them any credit.
Not
here.
At all. So now I'm starting to sweat again because, look, there was people in Shop Sports. There was people out there saying the Giants. I know you said Blake Martinez is there.
I shut it down immediately.
You did. You shot it down because of Blake Martinez, and you said they're not going to take this. And I'm thinking to myself, the Giants will screw me here. This is going to happen. They're going to take Micah Parsons, now the best defensive player left, the first defensive player ranked on the big board. So I'm sweating. Next thing you know, Chicago comes calling. They say, "Dear Giants, you have Daniel Jones. We want our guy. Are you sold on anybody? Nah, we could probably move back a little bit." The Giants get themselves an extra first-round pick next year.
Can I say what I think happened?
Sure.
I think the Giants wanted DeVonta Smith. The Eagles and the Cowboys collectively burned a rival together, and that's really what took place.
Yeah.
Right? So the happened. Giants wanted DeVonta Smith. They missed out on their guy. They realized the Bears were like, well, they're not taking a receiver. There's a bunch of other receivers outside the top three. And... we could move you back a little bit. You could still get your receiver, and we could burn the Eagles. Or wait, did I say that right?
Yeah, burn the Giants.
Burn the Giants, yes.
So maybe that happened. Dallas just took a receiver in the fifth round. That's what we needed.
That's what's happening. We're both monitoring the draft.
I know. It's very difficult because I actually have to jump on with...
I looked up for you for like... reassurance on what I was saying was right, and your eyes were buried in your phone. So I was like, "Was that right, Dave? Yeah. This is your division."
I did hear it at the end. Don't worry. But anyway, the Bears, your favorite team, the Bears, come jumping up to grab Justin Fields. Now, Justin Fields was touted as might be the pound for pound best athlete at quarterback. How do you think he's going to fare? I mean, now you got to face this guy two times a year, Gooch.
I'm excited about it.
You are.
Yeah, I just don't buy it. I don't. I wasn't sold on him going in. I thought San Fran might fuck up and take him third based on his workout. I never am really a big fan of quarterback workouts.
Right.
I just don't want to. I don't think it translates. Out of all the positions in the NFL, the skilled workout means the least. I want to see you throw the deep out. I just want to see Justin Fields hit a 20-yard out with an Allen Robinson, do a 20-yard out and then not get picked off by Jair. Then I'll give him some credit.
So the Bears get their guy. So poor Andy Dalton. I think Andy's still the quarterback going in to start. And then, of course, the first sign of desperation, here comes the Justin chance over in Soldier Field. They still play at Soldier? Called Soldier Field? Mm-hmm. Still, you know, the Justin Fields chance at Soldier Field.
All 22,000 that they pack in there. It's such a small shithole stadium.
You like the Bears, huh? So then the Dallas Cowboys get on the clock with all things that landed their way. Micah Parsons is the pick, and you gained an extra third rounder. I won't get into what they did with that extra third rounder because they just shit the bed with it, but I was very excited to get Micah Parsons. I think this puts a little heat on Jalen Smith and a little heat on Leighton Vander Esch and just kind of spices it up because down the line, the Cowboys in the fourth round were able to get Jabril Cox from LSU, team captain. You know, like he's another stud linebacker, stolen.
And he'll at least be an immediate impact player on special teams.
Right. So then, again, Cowboys went six straight picks on defense. Six straight. If that doesn't, do I think they hit on all of them? I don't think so. But, again, I won't get into the Cowboys logistics. I just think that they had the good mindset because guess what? Your defense stunk last year. So that, therefore, they did the right thing, right mentality. And I won't get into who they else they drafted, because now all of a sudden they're drafting tackles that are beating up girls and shit. And I'm just like, oh, great. Here we go again. But again, I digress. Won't talk about it because it's annoying. The rest of the first round plays out. We won't get too crazy into it. One of the things that stands out to me, though, is the fact that that son of a biatch, Bill Belichick, had to do nothing but sit back and wait. And now Mac Jones is his quarterback.
You realize that when you say biatch, it's not like a bleep. You're like, I'm trying not to curse, and you're like, son of a
Whatever. I mean, give me a break.
I'm trying to make myself sound like less of a piece of shit because I cursed the entire episode. So, but anyway,
New England.
Yeah, Belichick getting Mac Jones. I think when we did our mock, Mac Jones slipped. You know, because it's like nobody wants the quarterback with tits.
Nobody wants pasty.
But. But somehow or another, the quarterback with tits got like 10 rings. So,
yeah, y'all remember a guy named Tom Brady? I think his career kind of went okay.
Mac Jones 2 years ago tweeted a picture of him, and then Tom Brady's draft workout picture, saying you see a resemblance or something like that, and it's now he's playing.
I mean,
for
look,
the Patriots with Belichick,
right? It's crazy coincidence, and I think that he had some decent quarterbacks to learn behind, you know, over there. I mean, Jalen Hurts, whatever. We'll see what he does with Philly. But before that was Tua, you know. So he was sitting there as QB3
and
Nick Saban
and Bill Belichick go on dates.
Oh, mandates. 100% mandates. Oh, 1,000%. So it's just it does burn me a little bit that the Patriots didn't have to do a goddamn thing, and all of a sudden they land their quarterback of the future. I never believed in Cam Newton coming back next year, and I know he will as contract-wise, but that's Mac Jones' team going
forward. Cam's in the Wildcat.
Right? Yeah, basically. Make that. He's not Wildcat form anymore. So things go on. The Giants finally come up at 20. They get Tony, the receiver, after trading back. That's why I feel like the Giants won the first round. Because not only did they trade back, they got a decent receiver.
It's like they were like, yeah, you guys think that you're burning us. And it's like,
we probably got
the better player. Devontae Smith, I think, is going to...
Right. Imagine if Tony winds up being better than Smith, which is very possible.
It's like a worse version of DeSean Jackson, Devontae Smith.
Right. 100, smaller, too.
Like he's
like 4'9". You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, so the Giants get Tony, and they get a first-round pick next year because of the trade back with Chicago. Chicago did the right thing. They said, look, We're investing right now in our future, so that's why we'll give you next year's first round pick, because we don't need
a quarterback. They don't know how to draft anyway, so why do they even need picks?
This is true. So Tony is the receiver for the Giants. He's stacked up with Kenny Galladay and Sterling Shepard and all these other guys. So Daniel Jones has weapons. It scares me. Saquon's back. You know, watch out.
Gallman's still there.
Wayne Gallman's still there. Yeah, so they have an offense. They signed Kyle Rudolph.
Did they draft a tight end second round?
I don't know if they drafted a tight end, but they had Kyle Rudolph on roster already. They also have I can't say journeyman because he's been in one team, but a guy I always used in Madden because he had like a 99 speed, John Ross. Like, I know he's a fragile little boy, but like, he's still a burner. So they have talent.
Shep, who's the other receiver they got?
It's Slayton.
Slayton.
Right. So they got a plethora of guys. They can sling the ball around. The only problem is Daniel Jones is your quarterback.
And Trader Dave.
Trader Dave traded
back twice.
Dude, I called it the trade back bug because he caught it and he just like, let's keep doing it. Let's keep doing it. Keep trading back. So they're stacking picks and they're having themselves a decent draft, especially round one. Quiddy Pay goes to the Colts. Caleb Farley gets a shot. Even with the micro back surgery, he's with the Titans. The first running back off the board goes to Pittsburgh, and that was Harris, and I believe that's what happened in our mock draft.
The one problem in Pitt is that they don't have a line right now.
Right.
I know they got some guys coming back that were hurt last year, but that's not necessarily what you want to bank on, is the guys that are coming back off of season-ending injuries to anchor your offensive line.
So. Yeah, no, I agree. And then somebody that you had talked about, Rashad Bateman, goes to Baltimore.
I knew that was going to happen.
Greg Newsom, the second, another good corner. The Browns are quietly having a good draft.
I saw a thing that the Browns have 4 players that were drafted first overall, 10 players or 6 players that were drafted in the top 10. So it's 6. That's 10 total in the top 10, and then 10 more that were drafted in the first round. So like their entire roster is a first round pick.
And look, they were you know, a bad game away from being almost in the AFC championship.
I'm not sure if I got all those numbers right.
No, that's fine.
But it's pretty damn close, where like 20 of their players out of 22 starters are first rounders.
In comes pick 29, the Green Bay Packers. Now, with all the Rodgers stuff going on that we just talked about, and the world is on fire now, you would think that maybe, just maybe, they say, here's how much we still love Rodgers. here's a new receiver. They don't do it. They draft a corner. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are
Eric Stokes out of Georgia.
My thoughts bring me right back to the NFC Championship game when I watched a nobody receiver dust Kevin King.
Scotty Miller dust Kevin King. Scotty knew that one. Most of the time he doesn't know.
And that was pretty much ball game at that point. And I know we need, you know, our secondary now arguably could be the best in football if this guy pans out, which I like him. He's fast. He got a faster 40 time than Henry Ruggs.
Wow. That's impressive because so Ruggs is like number one.
I don't know. There was a lot to say about the other corner that got picked in the first pick of the second round from Jacksonville, who's his teammate. So there was a lot of like comparison between the mm-hmm. two, which of the Georgia corners were better. But I like the fact that he's been on a tandem with another guy that was really good. Right. So now.
And now he's got another one.
He's obviously going to get some looks this year because they didn't draft him early to replace Kevin King, who they did bring back on a one-year deal. But he's going to play at least in the slot, so he's going to get his chances, and we'll see.
All right.
I like it. And they did address center, which we lost Corey Linsley to the Chargers. Mm-hmm. And then they got Amari Rodgers, I think an absolute steal. Consummate pro. He reminds me of the rookie version of Donald Driver, where he's just going to come to work. He's not an oversized guy. He's only 5'10". But he's stout, like 5'10", 210.
Wow. You know? He's a big boy when you're 5'10".
And I was watching pre-draft interviews, and they were asking him situational questions like, where do you see? What's your dream scenario? He was like, second round Green Bay. He said that last week.
Really?
When they drafted him, he was like, I knew I was going here. They traded up to get him. So it's like, you know, they. Right. I like it.
So there is a Rodgers connection there.
And it's Rodgers to Rodgers, baby.
Again, so didn't you have a tight end, Rodgers? Rodgers?
We did. And he did catch the Hail Mary.
He did.
But look. What more does a quarterback want? Rodgers. Hey, Aaron, I kind of want Goot fired too, I'm not going to lie. But I don't really want him to do it based off of your recommendation because I don't like the message that sends.
That will send the wrong message, yes.
At the same time, I'm not really here about getting or receiving messages. I don't give a shit what kind of message it sends as long as it keeps Aaron Rodgers in town. I don't really give a shit about Goot. I think anybody could do that job. I think I could do it.
You right? You do have some stake in the game.
Yeah, and I
know. In case y'all didn't know, Gucci owns some of the Packers. Here's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't want Goot gone based off of what Aaron Rodgers is saying, but I definitely don't want Aaron Rodgers gone based off of what Goot's saying. Understand that?
Agreed.
Goot is definitely replaceable. Aaron Rodgers is not.
I agree. So, with that, I mean, look, the NFL draft, again, you're listening to this. It is come and gone, and it's now time to go into the dead period of football again, which is like, it's atrocious, actually. It really gets upsetting that there's no football now until OTAs, and now some teams are opting out, blah, blah, blah. We'll talk about that as that gets closer, but big week coming up, obviously, work-wise with us. You know, be sure to subscribe to all of our podcasts. We have us on Sunday nights, Jimmy Palumbo on Mondays. You know, we have great content with Joe Matarese. I know that I can't even describe to you what he even drops anymore. I mean, there's so many different things.
It's going to be Pretender to Contender on Tuesdays.
All right, boom, Tuesdays. Wednesday nights.
That's it.
So Wednesday nights. Tuesday, you're going to get the Squeaky Bums. I keep saying Squeaky Bums, but it's definitely Squeaky Bum Time podcast, and I'm just like, Squeaky Bums sounds terrible, but it is a great soccer podcast. If you're into soccer, go check those guys out. They're very highly entertaining. I listen to them, and look, for a guy who doesn't like soccer, again, I listened through, you know, so it's definitely entertaining. We also have the new show, Till Mets Do Us Part. John and Ibby crushed it on their first week.
Any word on Rube?
No word on Rube on the NBA podcast. That might be going bye-bye because I just don't have the patience to kind of sit around and wait for you to record on your such busy schedule when you're liking and watching all of our Instagram stories. My man, Rube, I've texted you. I've reached out. I don't even have to edit this because I just know that, like, I love you. You're a really cool dude. Just wish there was better communication. But anyway, who cares? Follow us on all the social medias. We really do appreciate all the support. Follow our YouTube channel. We're going to start dropping some hot takes and new daily content. Instead of making you sit there and watch us for 45 minutes, we're going to make you watch us five times for 5 minutes. So only 25 minutes of your week. So it's not that bad. So big things on the horizon. There will be. We were going to work on this. And you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, you shouldn't tease it until it's official. It's official. There will be a daily Chop Sports television show on Chop Sports TV. That is in the works. We are going to do it. We're going to crush it. I want to shout out Anthony, our not intern, because he's not here. Anthony, our sales rep. He's killing it right now. So, guys, and we're getting a new guy coming in right on Monday. So there's a lot of cool things happening. We're coming off a very nice, successful draft party. We appreciate everybody coming out for that. And yeah, so that's that. So we'll be back next week with our Chop Sports podcast. Be sure to subscribe to everybody. Support the entire brand. Buy some new merch. Gooch has been working tirelessly getting all sorts of combos and color combinations for all your summer gear. I know the girls are getting their tank tops and their Razorback things and blah, blah, blah. So there's a lot of shit to buy. Go support your boys. We appreciate it. With that, for Sturch, that's Gooch across the table.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Aye, 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 aye.